106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Until you've seen this trash can dream come true, you stand at the edge while people run you through. And I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can't, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. Broadway's got, it's got a lot of songs to sing. If I knew the tunes, I might join in. I go my way alone, grow my own seed shall be sown in New York City. Subway's no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can't ride, and the hobo, he can drown. And I thank the Lord for the people I have found. I thank the Lord for the people I have found. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. No, not if it's dark outside or light. Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Subway's no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can ride, and but they can't, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters is a song from the Elton John album Honky Chateau, titled after the 18th century French castle where it was recorded. The lyrics were partly inspired by Ben E. King's Spanish Harlem. Elton himself has called this one of my all-time favorites. The album ranked number 357 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest of all times. A hat is a head covering. It can be worn for protection against the elements, for ceremonial reasons, religious functions, for safety, or as a fashion accessory. In the past, they were an indicator of social status. In the military, they may denote nationality, branch of service, rank, and/or regiment, while some have a protective function. As examples, the hard hat protects construction workers' heads from injury by falling objects. A straw one can shade the face and shoulders from the sun, and a fur model with fold-down ear flaps keeps the head from getting too cold. Some are worn for ceremonial purposes, such as the mortarboard, which is donned during graduation ceremonies. Others are used by members of a certain profession, such as a chef's toque. So the hat, once a universal symbol of propriety, no longer makes the man. It still makes the woman, though mainly at weddings and horse races. Whether it's a fez, a beret, a pillbox hat, or a baseball cap, these tunes span time, style, and culture. So whether it's got a brim, propeller, or a chin strap, you can hear what's on our mind here on the 3D Radioactivity.
Well, she came looking for me with her arms open wide like some long-lost friend of mine. She said, excuse me, but do you remember me? I said, no, I don't believe I do. So she looked me up and down and undressed me with her eyes. Then she said, you got everything I need. You got everything I want. So I said, okay, you can wear my hat. You can have my coat. You can take my shirt, 'cause I don't need it. Take my socks, come take my bag, it's yours. If you love it, you can have it. If you love it, ain't no problem. If you love it, come and take it. If you love it. So a friend came up to me with a pen and paper in her hand, expressing some interest in the number of my room. She said, excuse me, but do you remember me? I said, no, she said, can I appeal to you? So I looked her up and down, and realizing her insinuations, I blushed. She said, listen, babe, you don't know me. No, you don't know me, but you owe me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Put your arms around me, 'cause I love you. And I got all your records, and I love you. So I suggested, wear my hat, you can have my coat, you can take my shirt, I don't need it. You can wear my
type of boy who is always It's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had a romance. Did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it. You. Type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. That's my home. You keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? For I'm the type of guy who gives a girl the eye. Everybody knows. Well, I love them and I'll the type of man who is always on the road. Ooh, la, 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 la. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. Wherever I lay my head, oh, that's my home.
Why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
Thank you.
for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. All around my hat I will wear the green fiddle, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
You know, I used to do a lot of, like, anti-Catholic material, mainly because I'm Catholic or ex-Catholic. And people would say, you know, man, like, what are you, prejudiced against Catholics or something? Funny thing is, the first time I really got uptight towards some of the narrow-mindedness in religion was towards Jewish guy. But that's a heavy thing. You don't want to come down on Jewish people. Because right away they start going, where do you come from, Argentina? Got any sauerkraut there, Heine? But dig it, like, when I was working in a foundry, they have tubs of molten steel. And the wallpaper's coming, the Fruit of the Loom label's running, all the oranges are going into the grapes and everything like that. Big ferns in the men's room. Hey, there's dinosaurs in the men's room. Stuff like that. And there's this guy, he's an Orthodox Jew, and he's wearing his hat. Now, I'm not talking about a yarmulke. I'm talking about that Orthodox Jewish hat, that little Puerto Rican James Bond hat. And he's driving me crazy, you know what I mean? I'm saying, hey, man, why don't you take the hat off, man? Look, you got fungus growing on your knuckles. I mean, you know, it's 240 degrees in here, man. Look at that, there's leeches on the walls. Why don't you take the hat off, man? Go, oh, no, I can't do that. And I'd say, why not? He'd say, well, God will get uptight. I'd say, what? I mean, he's God. Look at that, 5 million planets. One planet, nuclear wars, half a kind of ice age on another one, comets, stars, suns blowing up. All of a sudden he says, hold it! Put that hat back on!
Don't belong to you. Well, I caught you looking with your roving eye. So, mister, you don't have to act so surprised. But if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch mine. Wind can make a man feel strange. My John B. Stetson was my only friend, and we've stuck together through many a woman. So if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch me. Down just anywhere. So if you plead not guilty, I'll be the judge. We don't need no jury to decide, because I wear a 7 and you're out of order. 'Cause I can tell from here you're a 7 1/4. If it's her you want, I don't care about that. You can have my girl, but don't touch mine. Said if it's her you want, I don't. but don't touch mine. No, it never complains, and it never cries. It looks so good, and it fits just right. So if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch mine. Girl, but don't touch my hand. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch my hand.
Don't Touch My Hat is the opening track from The Road to Ensenada, released in 1996, the sixth album by Lyle Lovett. At the Grammy Awards a year later, it won the prize for the Best Country Album. We had a little bit of comedy before that, and it's from First Rush, featuring AB's Magic Hat, by American comedian Chris Rush. Short promotional flexi discs were placed in the July 1973 issue of National Lampoon magazine, where Chris was a contributing writer and editor from 70 through 73. We heard an old traditional number, All Around My Hat. It's a synthesis of English folk and rock in which green willow around a hat is a symbol of constancy, and has perhaps never been bettered. Motifs of the song include separated lovers, a broken token, and death for love, common themes in tragic love stories. The title track was Steel Eye Span's highest charting single, reaching number 5 in the United Kingdom back in 1975. Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home is a song written by Marvin Gaye, Barrett Strong, and Norman Whitfield, and first recorded by Marvin in 1962. It was the B-side to his 1969 hit, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. Years later, Paul Young's version was a UK number one single for 3 weeks in July of 83 from the album No Parlay, and it's stylistically notable for its use of the fretless bass, quoting the bassoon melody at the opening of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. You Can Leave Your Hat On is one written by Randy Newman and appeared on his 1972 album, Sail Away, which ranked at number 321 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. According to an AllMusic review, this number is a potent mid-tempo rock tune and a witty and willfully perverse bit of erotic absurdity. Joe Cocker's version was featured in the 1986 film 9½ Weeks during the striptease scene. We began the set with Wear My Hat, the song by the English singer Phil Collins, released as the fifth single from his album Dance Into the Light. It only came out overseas and peaked at number 43 on the UK singles charts. Phil said during an interview that the song is about the pressures of fame and how some fans grow an attachment to their favorite stars. The video featured actor Danny DeVito. We're going to be right back with some more fashionable headwear right after Sean and I tell you that this is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM and 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, theacidflashback.com, and The Choice on zcomradio.com 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, with music off the top of my head just for you on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
Game. now overcast days, never turn me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after damn, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a mask beneath the gray, the kind you find in a secondhand store. You feel like a movie star. This is this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. It's baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
Thank you.
this number, headgear is a symbol of bad magicians. So it may well be an injunction to do card tricks that is plaguing the singer when he croons, "Never gonna do it without the fez on." It was track number 5 on The Royal Scam, the 5th album, by Steely Dan, originally released on ABC in 76. It went gold and peaked at number 15 on the charts. In common with their other works, this one is littered with cryptic allusions to people and events, both real and fictional. In a BBC interview, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen revealed that Kid Charlemagne is loosely based on Augustus Owsley Stanley, the notorious drug chef who was famous for manufacturing hallucinogenic compounds. Homburg was the rock band Procol Harum's follow-up psychedelic single to their initial 1967 hit, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Written by pianist Gary Brooker and lyricist Keith Reid, it reached number 5 on the UK charts, number 15 in Canada, and number 34 in the United States, where it was only available as a 7-inch single. It went to number 1 in several countries, including Australia, South Africa, and New Zealand. Raspberry Beret is a chart-topping hit song by Prince and the Revolution. It was the first US and second UK single from their 1985 album Around the World in a Day. The sound was different from any previous Prince track, incorporating Middle Eastern finger cymbals, stringed instruments, and even a harmonica on the extended version. It hit number 1 on the Cashbox charts and reached number 2 on the US Billboard Hot 100. We've had tunes with a variety of chapeaux in the titles. Here's a few with them in the artist's names on the 3D Radioactivity.
Well, there's a little juke joint on the outside of town where the cats pick them up and they lay them down. You get your gal, I get mine, and we'll get together and we'll have a good time. And we'll dance a little bit to the bop, dance a little bit to the pop. We'll dance a little bit to the bop. We'll dance to the rock and roll. Yeah, and I dance, 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 we'll dance, 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 yeah, and I dance, dance, dance. We'll dance, dance, dance. When I dance, we'll dance to the rock and roll. Now I gotta get it. Come a rockin' in two by two. Some come single like me and you. A dancin' to the bop is their delight. Well, now when they get right, well, they'll dance all night. And they'll dance a little bit to the bop, dance a little bit to the bop, bop. Dance a little bit to the bop. Well, they'll dance to the rock and roll. Yeah, and I dance, dance, dance. We'll dance, dance, dance. Yeah, and I dance, dance, dance. When I dance, dance, dance. When I dance, we'll dance to the rock and roll. Yeah. Yeah. We'll dance a little bit to the bop, to the bop. Dance a little bit to the bop. Dance a little bit to the bop. We'll dance to the rock and roll. Yeah, dance, dance, dance. We'll dance, dance, dance. Now dance, dance, dance. We'll dance, dance, dance. We'll dance. We'll dance to the rock and roll.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go where we want to, night is young and so am I. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control.
Oh, we can dance. Oh, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. Oh, we can dance. Oh, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance. Oh, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. Hands.
Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything'll work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance. We can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making the time.
Dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Oh, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Take Me to the River is a 1974 song written by singer Al Green and guitarist Teeny Hodges. Hit versions were recorded by both Syl Johnson and the Talking Heads. In 1976, Foghat made the first recording of the tune by a rock band on their album Night Shift. In 2000, you might remember it being used in the popular animatronic singing toy Big Mouth Billy Bass, which also played a prominent role in an episode of the HBO series The Sopranos, in which the fish made an appearance. According to Hodges, he made more money in royalties from that version than any other previous ones. In 2004, Green's original was ranked at number 117 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the 500 greatest of all time. We heard The Safety Dance by the Canadian new wave band Men Without Hats in January of 83 as the second single from their first full-length album, Rhythm of Youth. It was written by Ivan Doroshuk after he'd been kicked out of a club for pogoing. New wave dancing was different from disco because it was done individually instead of with partners and involved holding the torso rigid and thrashing about. To uninformed bystanders, this could look dangerous, especially if the pogoers accidentally bounced into one another. Thus, the song is a protest and a call for freedom of expression. Another way to cut that rug was Dance to the Bop, released on Capitol in October of 1957. A month later, Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps performed it on the nationally broadcast Ed Sullivan Show. The song spent 9 weeks on the Billboard charts and peaked at number 23, and would be Vincent's last American hit single. The tune was used in the movie Hot Rod Gang for a rehearsal scene featuring dancers doing the West Coast Swing. We like this topic and have more millinery to try on in the future when we revisit the Haberdasher. Sean and I hope that you've enjoyed our little hat trick, and we'll be back next time with some more accoutrmental music. Got any suggestions? Be sure to tell me by sending an email to 3dradio@usa.com or with a message on our Facebook page, which has links to the archives of all the earlier episodes and graphics in the photos section. Be sure to look for us on TuneIn.com, GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play, and InternetFM.com, because the best FM radio is now on the Internet. We'll conclude with a jazz standard composed by Charles Mingus that was originally recorded by his sextet in 1959 and released on his album Mingus Ah. Charles wrote it as an elegy for saxophonist Lester Young, who had died 2 months prior to the recording session and was known to wear a broad-rimmed fedora. Jeff Beck chose to interpret the ode on his 1976 release, Wired. This has been a longtime staple of Jeff's performance repertoire. Come on back next time for more fashion tips as we leave you with Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.